guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Ethan, otherwise known as Flabdexy Gaming.
Hey guys, I'm Axel.
Perfect, there we go.
Yep, and I am your beautiful, handsome, amazing host, Demon Sweepers.
That is true, and Axel, since you're new around here, anytime the host says they're handsome and or beautiful, you have to agree, otherwise you lose points, so...
I see.
So, like, if I were to say, John, you're ugly, then it's just minus 5 points immediately. Like, this is no reaction. real quick, you guys might be questioning why Axel's here. I mean, Axel's probably going to be here anyway, because it's, John, I mentioned this a little bit ago, the plan was to have, John and Noah pick a person that they were going to have on the podcast, and then there was going to be, like, featured there. My pick was Axel, because that just made the most sense to me. John's people, he tried a bunch of people, and it would have been awesome if they worked, but unfortunately they didn't, based on various reasons. Unfortunately, we couldn't get them to work. So, John was just going to do Axel again, so he was kind of going to be here anyway. But the reason... He's also here for a somewhat different reason. Editing, Ethan, do me a favor and just cut the music real quick, because we got a situation going on. That's probably why the title is also titled that, probably. This is going to be, like, a pretty... information heavy episode, because not only am I going to lay out sort of the situation that happened over the past week, but also I'm unleashing the podcast 5.0 initiative, and we got some big news on the way as well. But first I'm going to talk about the situation. So first of all, I'm just going to say this to these two at a time. So John was present during the situation. So John, if you feel the need to say anything, or you want something to add, feel free, interrupt me if you have to, it doesn't matter. So if you feel compelled to say something, just go right ahead and say it. Axel wasn't there, Axel, you're welcome to also say something if you feel compelled to say something. Again, interrupt me if you have to. Here's the situation. So, last Sunday, and this is going up directly this week. So for us, present time, it's Easter right now. And this is going up the Friday after Easter. But now you might be like, well, Ethan, what about all those pre-recorded episodes you had? And don't worry, those are still going up, but I'm pushing those back a week because I want to upload this first so you guys can kind of get an understanding of what the situation is, because you guys deserve to know, obviously. So the situation is, after we recorded the Towers episode, which isn't up for you guys yet, but after we recorded the Towers episode, Noah had someone, he had called him a friend, he called him some guy, so I don't know what their relationship status is, he had someone that I guess was listening, and that was taking notes down, or whatever, keep in mind, me and John were not informed of this, so, I mean, I don't care if they, like, let's say John has the brother that stabbed him in his dream, right, listening to his thing, to listen to it, I don't really care, as long as he's not interrupting or anything. And granted, the person Noah had didn't really. I think he tried to at one point, but Noah muted himself. He had this person there that was there. After we cut the episode off, Noah was like, "Hey, I have this person here. This gives some suggestions for the podcast or whatever." And then I'm like, "Okay." I was initially confused. I'm like, "I was never told of this." What I didn't know at the time is that Noah had apparently paid for this person. He paid for this guy's service. Which, again, at the time of us talking in that Discord call, we didn't know that. Because he told us that later. So, he had this guy here, and he went to school for business. He's supposed to be a professional, right? And the moment this guy spoke, I instantly knew he was not a professional, and if he is, God be with anyone that buys his service. Because he is not a professional in the slightest. He was just completely unprofessional. Some of his, like, critiques weren't even actual, like, correct in most cases. There's a couple that, like, I could understand where they were coming from, but then there's, like, just the way he delivered it was completely unprofessional. And I have someone that I know that works in, business and marketing, and they've been in that job for, like, almost 30 years. So, I know how professionals are supposed to act. That person was not a professional in the slightest. In fact, John's closer to being a professional, a business person, than that guy was. If that tells you anything. So, yeah, he was not a professional whatsoever. And, So I kind of, as he was going, and as he, it was kind of like there was a bunch of insults he was throwing in there. And at one point, yeah. I was like, I'm not listening to this. I'm going to shut this down. So I'm like, all right, I literally had to mute because he was trying to talk over me. I'm like, I'm not going to stand here and let this happen. So, because one, the way I see it is if you're going to insult, because he was insulting the podcast. If you're insulting the podcast, you're then insulting my friends, and I don't stand for that. And also, there was also the disrespect element, too, that I also don't stand for either. So I shut it down, and then it was kind of just, I think I asked John, like, hey, how's, what's, like, I asked him John some basic questions, and then we ended the call, and then, like, what, 10 minutes, maybe not even, 5 minutes later, Noah decided to send a block of text, and by block, I mean literally, like, there's literally no punctuation in this ever, anywhere, basically, of, basically, just, tantrum is kind of the word I'd use. Because he was upset that he paid for this guy, and that I didn't want to listen to him. Maybe it was because he was disrespectful. Could be part of the problem. And the fact that he wasn't a professional in the first place. So, yeah, I'm not gonna like, read the message or anything, but I'll give you some high marks of it. So, just, like, he was saying that, basically, that the guy was, like, ready to bash the podcast or bash me or whatever. I'm like, okay. And John even said something to me privately. I forgot exactly what it was that like, no one knew that was going to happen, which was strange. And he said, you overexplain rules to the point where the listeners feel that they're stupid. Which, first of all, I never think you guys are stupid, so I don't know where that came from. And second of all, I'd rather overexplain things that way you guys actually understand it, because I've listened to a couple podcasts where they don't explain it very well, and I'm like, what are they doing? What is it? I don't understand what game they're playing right now. Like, kind of like Foodgevity. Think of that, right? Is I feel like, yeah, I could have over-explained that probably. Noah still didn't understand that. Like, I over-explained it, and he still didn't understand the rules. So, like, there's that. I mean, the viewers probably did, especially since John caught on pretty early on himself there. So, yeah, I'm aware that I over-explain things, but I'd rather do that than under-explain. That way, people kind of understand what's going on. Then he went on, like, in the middle to just, like, he just went on full, like, insulting mode. And one thing I will say is if you are in sort of a disagreement or argument and the person resorts to insulting you, they either A, know they've already lost, or B, that's their last resort. So, like, I don't really know what to say there. And also, his insults weren't even correct. He tries to take a jab at my view count, which it doesn't take an Einstein genius to go on over to YouTube and go to the About section and check out that he was only off by like 450,000. Don't know where that's from. And then he says no money. That's it. He said the views thing and no money. So I don't know if he's talking about the YouTube channel, the podcast, or myself. Because me, myself, incorrect. The podcast, I literally just paid John from the podcast earnings. And then, YouTube makes money all the time, so I don't know what he's talking about. But yeah, he went on this big tantrum, and then he just left. So, left the entire Discord. I'm not talking about just left the podcast. He left the entire Discord. And for me, my view on that is, like, we literally, all of us have been friends for, like, what, almost 6 years, 7+ years, almost, right? And to throw all that away, simply because you're angry that you paid for a person that was unprofessional, rude, and that I just want to listen to because of those two reasons, to throw all that away is kind of a strange move. Especially when he had friends that were willing to support him, like cheer him on for his endeavors, whatever he was doing there, help him through tough times like that, like which we've done before. So to have that kind of happen, it was just kind of disappointing. I even said this to John privately. I'm like, I wasn't even angry. I wasn't sad. It was just pure disappointment. And I almost said, I think I said to John in the Discord, I'm like, I almost thought this might happen at some point just because, I'm not going to say much because I'm not supposed to. But I have reason to believe there's like, exterior factors that might have come into play with this. And again, I'm not going to say exactly what I think that is, because they'd be speculations anyway. Yeah, so the situation, that's the majority of it, basically. So Noah is, you might have also noticed something was going on, because I'm going to explain this more in the 5.0 initiative. We have a new Instagram, which some of you have already found. So it's possible that some of you might have been like, wait, what's going on here? And then also, if you listened to the episode that went up on Friday, it used to say the Provoker is by Ethan, John, and Noah, and now it says the Provoker is by Ethan and John. So again, you might have noticed that something has been going on, so that's why I want to get this episode as quickly out as possible. So that's why it's going up this exact week that we're recording this. So yeah, but that's the situation. So he's left, and judging by how this has worked in the past, I don't see him coming back. And even if he does, I don't know, man. I feel like he didn't just walk off the bridge. He blew it up, is the way I kind of see it. There is a way he could have handled this like an adult, you know, the adult he's supposed to be. He did not do that. And so, because, you know, adults are meant to talk out their problems, not just throw a fit and insult the other people. I mean, people do that, unfortunately. That's just the world we live in. But that's not how adults are supposed to act. So I was hoping he would be an adult about it, but clearly that's not what happened. So even if he does come back, it's kind of like a bridge that's been burned at this point. So, yeah. John, did you want to add anything that I might have missed or anything you feel?
Yeah. I mean, like I was saying, it's just kind of disappointing. You know, like, and with the whole situation with him bringing on somebody to listen in, legally, I think he's in the, like, above board. Morally and ethically, I would say he crossed the line, in my opinion, not telling us that was happening. Because, mm-hmm. like, we had no clue that this guy was even, like, there or listening or what he was going to do. We had no, as far as I was concerned, he didn't exist.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I got this guy. And then he goes on his rant about how the podcast sucks, basically, since he helped you out of it. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just, I feel like he could have, if Noah had an issue with us, he could have just walked up to us, or not walked up to us, we live in different states, but, you know, send a message and just go like, hey, I got an issue with how we're running the podcast, maybe we could change things. And then we could have a discussion, like adults. Mm-hmm. But he didn't do that. He decided to act like a giant baby. And so we're going to treat him as such.
Yeah, and obviously based on legality of stuff, we can't say certain things that we believe are true. Like I said, I think there's exterior factors that came into play with this. but legally, I can't say what those are. So another clarification I want to make as well. Now that you know the situation, I want to make some clarifications. So without saying too much, well, I can say this part, is when we first founded the podcast, we all signed a contract. And I made the contract with an actual lawyer, and I did this on purpose because in case something like this happened. And because Noah left voluntarily, we own everything. He doesn't own a damn thing. It doesn't matter that he came up with the idea first. It doesn't matter. We own everything. He signed the contract. So all previous episodes will remain up. All previous anything will remain up. The only thing that we're kind of like disassociating ourselves with is himself. And he did own the Instagram account. So we're disassociating with that. So the Provoker's official account is no longer valid. It's no longer our official account. In fact, I'm working with Instagram right now, because I already made a new Instagram account, and I will be letting you guys know what that is in the 5.0 initiative here. I'm also working it out with Instagram to get that account taken down, just because at that point it's not the Provoker's account anymore, so he doesn't own it anymore. Or he doesn't own, like, the name Provoker's anymore, I should say. So, I mean, he can use the account, but he just has to change the name. So, like, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, so we own everything. So nothing's going to change. That's all be staying up. There was going to be a couple more episodes with him in it, because, like I said, this was the pre-recorded episodes. I think there's, like, five more of those that are going to be rolling out. But after the Towers episode, that's it for him. So, yeah, John's exactly right. Like that's just the no side of it, too. I also had a... Like, obviously, this all stemmed from this one person that, like, was just a complete utter dickbag, kind of, so to speak. Not professional, even in the slightest. Like, John, I forgot what you said to me. But even, like, did you say, what were your thoughts on the one guy that was there?
Like, as soon as he started talking, I was like, okay, this guy seems, like, he not only, like, cut off Noah to talk to us about why the podcast sucked. Like, he just immediately, he was just like, his tone of voice and the words he was using and everything about his whole vibe is just so rude and like unprofessional. Like, I forget what I said, but it was along those lines. I was like, it was unnecessary. And if someone wanted an actual critique, they'd be like, okay, this is what you're doing while you're doing these things. We like that. That's cool. This is what you could improve. That's how you give normal criticism, usually. Not, this is what you're doing wrong, this is what you're doing wrong, this is what you're doing wrong, this is what you're doing wrong. I'm going to pretend like this is a good thing, but I'm going to word it like it's a bad thing. it was just like all, like, you could tell, like, as Ethan was saying, that immediately the guy was just not acting like a professional. And, like, I've not been, you know, working with people in a professional manner that much, but I even from like the little I know of, like from like when I have to talk to a professor about something they're doing wrong in school, right? I don't just go in and be like, "You're doing all this stuff wrong. You suck. I hate your class." Because no, I'm an adult who can manage my opinions in a reasonable manner and be like, "Hey, this is what I'm having an issue with. Maybe we could resolve it."
Right.
And I think that's where it goes from criticism of the podcast to an attack, as Ethan said in private.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, like what John just said, it's like, because I know someone that's been, like I said earlier, I know someone that's been in marketing. This guy was just like, I was shocked. Like, if I had a face cam, because we weren't even recording the podcast at this point, but if we were live, and not only that, but I had a face cam on, it'd be like utter shock you would have seen it on my face. Because I'm like, excuse me? Because that was my first, thoughts was excuse me, because like that's just how bad his tone was, that's how bad his professionalism was. So like, as soon, like John said, as soon as he started talking, I'm like, okay, I know what type of person this is. I'll let him speak for a little bit, but if he keeps going with attacks, like maybe this is just his, because like I wasn't gonna judge him based off the first 5 seconds, right? Even though that's how most people act subconsciously, I was like, no, I'll give him a chance. We'll see what happens. But he just kept going, and it wasn't even like he wasn't even just like criticism. It was full on like, you guys suck at this. Like it's just like a full on attack, right? Like kind of what John said. It wasn't an attack in the sense that I was offended. It was an attack in the sense that the disrespect was unmatched, and I was not going to stand for it. Simple as that. I don't stand for disrespect. I've never stood for disrespect, and not only do I not stand for disrespect, I do not stand for disrespect at all for my friends. Which, at that point in the call, Noah was included in that. So, don't know why he got butthurt about that. But yeah, because if you're insulting the podcast, you're therefore insulting the people that made it, which would be my friends. And I do not stand for that at all, so that's why I shut it down. Which, of course, that's what prompted Noah to get upset. So yeah, I think that's the majority of what the situation was. We wanted to make a kind of professional statement before, because I mean Noah can't say anything though, because, well, he can say whatever he wants, but he can't slander is legal anyway. But like, he can't say certain things based on the podcast or the contract we signed. So, but just in case he tries, we have this official statement out in this podcast episode here. So, but what I will say to kind of end this off is we had an entire episode on forgiveness, and it'd be extremely hypocritical if we just didn't listen to our own advice in that episode. So even though Noah has done all this crap that he's done here, I do forgive him for it. Doesn't mean I have to accept what he did. There's a difference between forgiveness and acceptance. And so I forgive Noah for what he's done, but I do not accept it in any sort of capacity. That's why I'm choosing to detach from it. We're detaching from him. We're detaching from his Instagram account that he has, obviously. So we're just disassociating, as the actual term I should be using. So yeah, but I do forgive him for what he's done, and I hope that I mentioned that I'm religious. I hope that you know who's looking out for him, and that he goes on a path that he needs to go on. That's all dependent on him at that point, in that situation. So, That's all I can say. John, do you have any anything else you wanted to add there?
Yeah, I feel like I should also mention, like, over the course of the podcast, you've been listening to us a long time. You know, for a long time, me and Noah would kind of, like, insult each other and go back and forth. But all that was jokes, you know? I didn't have an issue with him before this happened. I thought he was, like, he was fine. He seemed to be cool dude. And like you said, I do want to forgive him, but I'm not going to just be like, oh, all right, you did, forget about it. I'm fine with it, even though it was kind of rude and selfish and whatnot. It's fine. Like, no, I mean, I forgive him. I'm not going to be, like, holding on to this sort of anger, like I said in the forgiveness episode, but we can just move forward and try to live our lives the best we can.
Yeah, that's a perfect thing then there. Now, Axel, obviously you're kind of disconnected from all this, but I want to, if you wanted to be included, I want to let you be able to be. So, did you have anything? I mean, obviously, like I said, you don't have to say anything if you don't feel compelled to, but I don't want to just, like, end the conversation without hearing from you if you wanted to say something, so.
Yeah, I really don't have much to say on this. I feel like it's not entirely my place to have anything to say when it's mainly a conflict between you guys and how Noah obviously decided to act. I'm not going to say I condone the way he was acting, because like John said, and you said, he could have handled that a lot better, and especially with just saying something instead of just not, and then finally snapping when he decided that he'd had enough, because honestly, that kind of sounds like what it was when I was reading that. It sounded more like he had been having some issues for a bit, and something was like the last straw. I'm going to assume the conversation with the gentleman that he apparently hired was. So, I'm trying to not get too involved with this.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to get involved if you don't have to. I just wanted to open the conversation if you did feel you wanted to say something, because I didn't want to be like, well, Axel, you weren't here, so you don't get to say anything. Like, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I'm taking this. I wasn't there. All I saw was Noah's message and the messages afterwards, so I didn't really want to bring it up or say anything, because it's really not my place to.
Yeah.
Right. It'd be fair if you wanted to give your take and be like, as a neutral third party.
Yeah.
But like, I understand not wanting to take a like definitive, you guys are wrong, or he was wrong because you weren't there. You know, like, you can't know what happened because you weren't there. That's totally fair.
Well, that and like, if he, also too, is if he just disconnected from the podcast, but he stayed in the Discord or something, like. Still, would have been weird if he had just changed his message and, like, was like, all right, guys, I'm sorry, but I'm done with the podcast. Like, something like that. Still would have been a little disappointed, but, like, I would have understood a little bit more. But, mm-hmm. he left the friend group. Because that's how we're connected through all this, is, like, we're all in a Discord together. So he left that completely. I'm going to basically assume he blocked us on stuff, because that seems like the type of route he would go on after this message. So, yeah, it's just, like, so that's why it's a little different for me personally, is because, like, it's not just he threw the podcast away, which, again, still would have been disappointed if that's the route he wanted to go on, but whatever. But because he, like, threw the 6+ years of friendship away, that's something that really just disappointed me. Because, like, we've been there for him. Like John said, like, yes, they've had banter, but that was kind of the gimmick of the podcast, almost, is, like, John and Noah's banter, because they didn't actually hate each other, so there was just kind of, like, friendly banter is the way I'd put it. It was banter, yeah. But it was friendly, like, the intention was friendly. Like, obviously, John's not actually bald. Sorry, guys, I apologize. he's not actually bald. He doesn't actually drink prune juice. Like, whatever jab we would give at John was always in good fun, obviously. And if we ever made a jab that John didn't like, I would hope he would come to us and say something about it, which he hasn't, so I'm assuming he's okay with the bald jokes and the prune juice. but it was just, for me, was the big thing was walking away from the friendship. Like, that was the biggest piece. Because again, the podcast, like, I knew eventually, like, I'm talking, like, I was talking, like, years down the line, I knew eventually we'd probably stop it, just because, you know, we want to pursue other things. And, like, I don't want to be 60 and still doing this, because I would be probably retired, hopefully, at that point. Or maybe, like, I'd start a new podcast with, me and my coworkers have jokingly opened or talked about making a work-related podcast, like, right? So, like, but I was thinking, like, years down the line, we'd talk about, like, maybe, like, oh, what season should we end on, like, type of thing. Yeah, and I mean, like, I don't know if I said this, I probably did at some point, or maybe I did it in the pre's, so maybe this hasn't been public. I mean, it is publicly accessible if you go to Patreon, but it's not otherwise. I was congratulating Noah, because in season one, Noah was kind of flimsy with times. He was, like, kind of late most of the time. Sometimes he didn't even show up. And so season one was rough, but season two, at least in the beginning, was great. I mean, he was on time pretty much all the time. There was even a time he got here, like, 30 minutes before we started. I'm like, all right, I mean, I'll take it. You know, you're not late or whatever, but... so he was always on time and, like all that kind of stuff. The only issue was he had some background noise here and there. I'm not sure what that was about. Like at one point we joked that he was in the back rooms cause I just heard like a hum buzz all the time. I know that the reason I didn't give him too much crap for it is just because I know he's on a phone instead of a PC like me and John are. I was congratulating him for like, doing all that. And then, like I said, just throw all of it away. Because here's the thing, if you're willing to throw a friendship away like that, then that to me means it couldn't have meant much to you. Because, like, for example, like, I don't think there's really, outside of literally murdering someone that I love, there's nothing really John could do that would make me throw away the friendship completely. Be like, alright John, that's it, we're done, I'm out of here. Like, unless he literally just was like, you know what, I feel like murdering Ethan's friends today. He's just like, that might make me do it. But, like, outside of that, literally I couldn't think of much, because, like, whenever we really don't really have issues, but, like, even with, like, some minor stuff, which I couldn't even give you an example, we've talked about it, and we were like, okay, yeah, that's fine, and we'll do that, and, like, we'll do that from now on, or whatever we've said. So, like, virtually, there's nothing. And then Axel even more so, because literally, me and Axel, I don't think I've ever gotten into an argument of any kind, outside of, like, joking video game ones, where we're like, like, trying not to die from a demon chasing us.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
And so, because me and Axel have known each other for, like, literally since childhood. So, like, there's nothing John could do, there's really nothing Axel could do either, so.
I feel like if there was something I could do, it probably was already done at this point.
Yeah, it's true. So, like, that, because, like, and that's why I want to end this situation on this as well. So this is a message to you guys as well, but also to John and Noah, is I just want to say I appreciate the two of you for being here. First of all, Axel especially, because Axel's not normally on the podcast. I want to thank Axel for giving us his time here today. John for always giving his time. He's here. He's always on time. I think there's one time it was, all, like, late by 1 minute, and he had a really good excuse for being that late, so... You know, all that jazz. So he's always on time. He's always giving his time, and that kind of stuff. And loyalty has been shown to me in this past week, obviously, given the situation. Because loyalty is what you can get honesty somewhat. You can get honesty, like, off random people off the street. Loyalty is something you cannot really find very much. And that's because you have to have a really strong bond with people to get loyalty. Again, thought we had that between the three of us on the podcast, but, like I said, loyalty, the true loyalists, I guess, I don't know if I should say loyalists, it sounds like we're in a cult, the true loyalty has been shown to me, this week, so, I just want to say, appreciate you guys, the two of you for being here. As for you guys, what I will say, is if you have people in your life that are, degrading you, or people that are, like, insulting you, don't stand for it. Because then you're just gonna let them do it again. Like, if they get a chance, they're gonna do it again. You gotta be able to stand up for yourself, especially stand up for the people you care about, and especially stand up for the things that you created and that you're passionate about. Because that's all that really matters in life. We only get one life, so whatever you create that you're passionate about, defend it like it's your last day. Because that's all you can do, man. But yeah, but I want to move on to some more fun stuff. So I guess what I should say is, you guys might be, another question you might be asking, what's the future of the podcast? That's a little bit more hazy. We'll see. I'm going to explain some more things in the 5.0 initiative here. We'll see. We'll see. I don't have a super definitive answer for you right now. Like I said, there's some pre-recorded episodes that are going to come out right after this one, so Noah will be in those because they're pre-recorded. But after the Towers episode, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's going to be called Towers, but we're playing a game called Towers, so you'll know which episode it is. After that episode, that's when Noah's going to be absent from the remaining, things after that. But, John, since you're the host, do you want to do just a tiny little bit of small talk since Axel's not usually here, or?
Yeah, you know, what's new with you, Axel? How are you doing outside of, you know, being here?
College.
Yeah, that's fair.
I actually did get an internship for the summer, so nice. Happy about that. So instead of shoveling more money at my school, I'm actually going to be getting paid to be out. Well, I would say the sea, but it'll be on the Great Lakes.
Nice. So what are you getting paid to do?
Engineer on the ship.
Okay.
As a watchstander.
That makes sense based off of what I knew you were doing. So.
Yeah. So yeah. It'll be a lot of just being there to be the person who's saying, "Oh crap, things are going wrong. I need to tell someone," or fixing all the little things on work days.
Right. Oh, that's super cool, though, don't tell us this, but, like, I'm assuming you're going to be paid a decent amount for doing that, because engineering work is one of those things that, like, they can charge a good amount. I mean, obviously, you're on a mission, so it's less more of, like, you're being commissioned, but...
I do not know how much yet. I haven't gotten that info.
Mm.
Like, at the end, I still have to pay the school some money anyways, but...
Right.
It's a lot better than just straight up shoveling money to the school so I can go on a ship and learn with 50 other people crowding around the same singular issue, but no one can actually do anything to help. So it's going to be a lot more hands-on. I'll learn more about the ship that I'm actually on. I'll learn more how things are actually done in the industry compared to just... So, the mission of we're teaching cadets as opposed to the mission of we're delivering this thing to this place, or we're loading here, or... It's a lot more actual in the industry work than running around on a ship.
Right.
Just either doing class days, standing watch, or work. Because the work days on the training ship are a lot different than out in the world.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, from my similar experience, I definitely understand what you're saying. Because, you know, one is learning how to do something, so it's a lot more, like, rigorous and lengthy of a process, but like once you're actually doing it, it's like, well, you don't need to be here like 24/7.
Yeah. It will be nice on the ship, though. I'll have my own room, I'll have Wi-Fi, so
that was great.
I'll be able to still do things. It's just the window of doing things will be much smaller than it normally is.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it will be all in the evenings.
Right.
If I'm not working on my cadet shipping project or trying to relax.
Right.
Because it's about 8 hours of general work / watch, and then they recommend at least 4 hours a day on the project because we have to do journals, do tracings of all the systems on the ship, all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, but I was gonna say that
it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the road at the end of the how do I word this? the path at the end of the road will probably be definitely worth it. But it sounds like it's gonna be a long road to get there. I wouldn't know though, because I'm not involved. I'm not involved in that. I thought about like joining the Space Force at one point, but I'm like, they don't actually like, depending on your job, you don't really actually go into space. I'd bet, because like, I'm like, I try not to like copy Markiplier all the time, because like, it just seems like I do. And subconsciously, yeah. I might, just because he was my childhood. But one thing that I've always said to people is I'm fascinated by space. I was fascinated by space before Markiplier was fascinated by space. Damn it. So, because like, even at like 3 years old, I had like, you know, I this might be a universal 2000s kid thing, but you guys remember those like glow in the dark stars you would attach to your wall and, or not your wall, sorry, yeah, your ceiling. And not only did I have those, my parents also got me planets that would attach to the ceiling. So I had a miniature Saturn, I had a miniature Mars, I think, a miniature Earth. It's beautiful. So I was fascinated by space even at a very young age. So I was tempted, but I don't know. I kind of just wanted to go in the workforce, so I did.
Yeah, for me, my experience was like, What I'm doing, it's been a windy road. I've talked a little bit about it on the podcast, but not fully. But I think I'm kind of sort of headed to where I want to be now.
Right. Well, that's good. That's all you can hope for, right? Hope you're on the right thing. So John, did you want to? So I'm gonna skip. The headline section is going to be the podcast 5.0 initiative. I'm kind of like vetoing headlines here. Real quick, there's not too. There's some pretty big things and some pretty small things. So I'm gonna go through these somewhat quickly. One thing you might have already seen, because it's been out for a little while at this point, is we have a new trailer. So our original trailer that was like I think it was like. A minute or something. It was a decent trailer at the time, but because the podcast has grown so much, it was time to kind of make a new one and get rid of the old one. So that's what we did, is we made a new one. Noah, unfortunately, is in that, so I guess we'll have to deal with that now. I mean, he's still, because we own everything, he's still in the episode, so it still makes sense to a degree. So there's a new trailer out, so it's 3 minutes instead of just the 1 minute, so instead of just being like, I think we kind of did explain a good amount in the original trailer. The original trailer wasn't bad, mind you, but this new trailer is a lot better. We kind of talk about why you should listen to the podcast, what our mission statement is here, and like that kind of stuff. So that's there. We did change our podcast tags. So our previous tag used to be comedy and video games, but now as we've changed it to comedy and leisure, it is a better fit for our podcast, because video games, like, we talk about video games here and there, but it's not a main focus, so that's why I wanted to change that there. Over on Patreon, for the people that care about this, is there's new collections. So collections allow you to browse certain categories more seamlessly and with much less hassle. So essentially, if you wanted to get all the pre episodes as a collection, you can just buy that straight up, as opposed to being on a tier that you have to constantly pay for. So if that makes any sense. There's also a collection for upcoming teasers. So I think I forgot exactly what tier unlocks this. Actually, I'm looking at it right now, but that's what I'll get to in a second. But you have to be a certain tier or higher to get development updates on certain secret projects. So I'm actually going to be announcing a secret project here in a second. So like the same thing over there, there's going to be collections on that as well. So that's what collections are. Speaking of the Patreon, there's a new $10 tier on Patreon. The Provoker Pillar tier is a tier that gives you work in progress development updates regarding projects that a podcast is doing, such as Project Blue, which Project Blue, aka Meet the Provokers, is still going. Head over to Patreon to get a closer look. Obviously, this means there's a new Provoker Pillar role in the Discord server. Here's the big thing, or one of the big things, is we have a new official Twitter/X, which we never had a Twitter/X, and an Instagram account, so I mentioned the Instagram account before. You can find us on Twitter/X now at the Provokers Pod. The reason it's pod and not podcast is because Twitter is stupid, and you can only have, I think it's 15 character usernames. So great. Thanks, Elon. Appreciate you, man. Or maybe that was original CEO's fault, and he just hasn't changed that. I don't know. So it's at Provokers Pod is what's there. The actual name on the thing is the Provokers, but that's how you find us. We'll be posting upcoming events, new episode announcements, and other surprises over there, so go follow us. As you also know, we used to have an official Instagram account, but you might also know that it was run by Noah. Due to his departure from the podcast, I've created a new official account, the Provokers Podcast Official. Same thing as the Twitter account, we'll be posting events, episode announcements, and more. And don't worry, you'll actually get updates on this one. Our website, of course, reflects these changes. So if you recall, even though Noah ran the thing, he didn't really do much on it. Like, I think there was like 10 episodes he actually announced that when they went up and stuff. So yeah, but you'll actually be given updates on when episodes go out, on that one now. And last but not least, activating Project Green Signal. So, one more info on what Project Green Signal is, head over to our Patreon and join the new Provoker Pillar tier or higher to get exclusive updates on what's happening. To everyone else, you will also be getting small updates on the progress of Green Signal, especially if you follow our social media accounts. So Green Signal, just to give you a little hint, I guess, is Green Signal was actually created this week. The idea and product of it was created this week. John already knows a little bit about it because I've already told him some of it. But Project Green Signal is essentially, we are using, I guess, what the situation that was thrust upon us this week as fuel to make things better. So what I mean by that is, I'm the type of person that uses hate as fuel to kind of better myself and to kind of show, like, I guess I'm trying to think of what the word I want to use. Kind of like almost out of spite kind of thing. We have a whole episode on out of spite. Kind of out of spite, show them that they're wrong. Because one thing that you should know is don't try and mess with someone that's stubborn, because they will make it their life mission to prove you wrong. And guess what? I'm stubborn. So I have worked, I'm working with some very good people in high places to get the podcast out to more people. So yeah, like I said, John knows a little bit about it because I told him privately. And so he kind of knows what's going on with it. But yeah, something's going to be happening. It might actually happen in the, cause it's the pre-recorded, darn it. So it's going to not work out too well. But if you want to get updates on what's going on with Project Green Signal, head over to the socials I just talked about, because they're going to be updating on those, things there. So go check over there. And if you want more in-depth things, like if you want to be straight up told what Project Green Signal is before, it's finished, head on over to the Patreon and you'll find out over there. But yeah, it's exciting. I'm full on ready. So basically, you know, we said that Noah brought in an expert that wasn't even an expert at all. I'm actually getting experts. So let's just leave it at that. But yeah, John, you wanna lead us into the, I guess there's one more section before we go on to the topic there, but.
Well, yeah, I normally do a creative showcase and or viewers submitted email. So do you have either of those two things?
I have an email because I want to, again, I'm out of spite. I'm picking this email. This email was sent like 3 weeks ago. So, when was this? This was March 30th. So yeah, whenever that was. probably around 3 weeks. Once you start working, you lose like all track of time. Right. But so I have an email here, and it says, "Hey guys, hope you guys are doing well. I love your podcast a lot. My favorite episodes include Wavelength Through Mastered, Toast to the End of the World, and The Hope Debate. I would love for you guys to talk about inner beauty for a serious topic. I did have a suggestion for you, though. I noticed that you guys have very similar episode descriptions. A lot of episodes start like, in this episode, and so on. Wasn't sure if you're aware of this, but it would be cool if they didn't have very similar descriptions. Not a huge deal, obviously. Just thought I was wanted to let you know. This is from Lewis, or Luis. I'm not sure the exact name. There's not a accent above it, so I'm assuming it's just Lewis. But I could be completely wrong. It's happened before. So thank you, Lewis, for your awesome suggestion. That's actually a suggestion. So you're actually more professional than the guy Noah brought on. So congratulations. I think you should just go right into marketing. Just get a job, in marketing, and you'll do great, Lewis, man. I'm hoping for you. Yes, you are correct. A lot of episodes kind of start with like, in this episode, and so on. So yes, I'm working on getting more creative episode descriptions. Don't worry, there's actually one I made recently called that starts like "As Destiny Unfolds" or like something like that. It starts like that instead of the typical like "In this episode." Yes, great suggestion though. Appreciate it. If you're choice of favorite topics. Very good topics. Wavelength Remastered, one of my favorites as well. Torch to the End of the World, while pretty sad as a topic, it was pretty fun. And then the Hope Debate, which was... Hope Debate is probably one of my favorite serious topic episodes we've ever done. So, yeah, definitely really good picks there. It also shows that you're kind of a new viewer, but you have dabbled in the older episodes, because you picked two new ones and one old one. So to me, that kind of shows, like, you probably recently found the podcast, but because of that, you're kind of going back to listen to some old ones. So, first of all, I appreciate that, because some people will find the podcast, and there's no problem with this. You just you find the podcast, and you start listening to all the new ones. When I found Distractable, I think I was, like, what was I, like, 6 months late or something? Like, I didn't find out about it until, like, 6 months later. But with them, I kind of did this myself, so I'm guilty of this, too. And I just started watching the new ones. I'm like, I should watch their old ones, so I eventually want to go back to do that. But yeah, John, you got anything to say to Lewis there?
Or Lewis? No, I mean, I appreciate your feedback, and it's definitely good to have actual constructive feedback that we can do something about instead of just insults. So I definitely appreciate it. Good episodes to pick for your top three. Definitely some of my favorites. I remember when I came to these guys with the Toast of the World idea, and I quite liked it, and I'm glad you guys did too.
All right, perfect. And actually, no, here's we're not going to make him try to say anything to Lewis there. However, though, I think, John, you are the host, so typically the host goes first, but because Axel is new here, I think we let him go first for the topic.
Yeah, that is fair. And Axel actually chose this topic.
He did,
because
sure.
He's a guest. And so we're talking about the power of music and how, like, music has affected us, how it just, you know, the power of music. Axel, you want to go ahead?
Yep. Sorry, I didn't know if there was, like, a cue I was supposed to...
No, you're good.
But, first of all, I'm just going to start with, I honestly do not know where I would be so far if I did not have music, because it has helped me on so many things, whether it be just staying focused, just something else in the background to listen to while I'm getting stuff done, or if I'm just feeling a little bit down.
Mm.
Because, I don't know about you guys, yeah, I have a couple favorite bands, but I tend to jump around a lot when I'm listening to stuff. Like, a couple of my favorite bands I still listen back to now and again, but otherwise, I don't really have a consistent listening. It's like I'll find something new and then listen to that for a bit, and then I'll find something new and listen to that for a bit, and like completely forget about what I was previously listening to for months on end.
Yeah, no, I'm actually the like when you say jump around, you mean like literally you just jump genre sometimes. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like yeah. I've went from over. Total, I've gone from techno to rock to, I think it's more like folk music now.
Mm.
Like, I've sampled Yes. So.
Yeah. For me, like, the one of the worst questions, like, you know how, like, there's some questions people ask you in, like, a first date or, like, when they're trying to get to know you and you hate that question. My most feared / hateful question is, what's your favorite music genre? I'm like, I literally listen to everything, so, like, outside of the country, I'm not the biggest country person, I'm sorry. Outside of country, I pretty much listen to everything. Like, if I went to Spotify right now, so I have, I guess another thing we should do for the episode is because for the viewers can kind of get a taste for our music. Do you guys, you guys probably use Spotify, you guys use Amazon, or, like, what do you guys use?
I'm weird. I use YouTube Music.
That's not weird, because YouTube, you can probably... Do you pay for that, or do you use that free?
So, I do admittedly pay for it, but...
Okay, but that means you don't get ads, right? I'm assuming so.
Otherwise, yeah, like, no ads I can... It's exactly like Spotify. I get no ads, I can download my stuff so I can listen to it offline.
Right.
And it... I'm actually happy about this. It carries over if I'm just listening to something on the regular site.
Oh, that's cool.
Instead of specifically YouTube Music, as long as it's actually music.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Obviously, but...
Yeah, so eventually we should just like list some of the playlists we got. So I have a surprise mix. So the surprise mix is literally just songs of all different genres. There's no consistency in there. In fact, some of the songs in the surprise mix, by the way, if you're curious, is The Last Goodbye by the Gregory Brothers / Markiplier. I'm Back Baby by the same people. there's you guys remember that song? It's called 7 Years by Lucas Graham. It's like a super old song. In there.
I hear that and it gives me memories from like middle school.
Dude, actually, you'd honestly
like
love
those like those end presentations where they're like going through all the pictures of the year, and for some reason that's the song they decide to play.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
we just did an episode actually on nostalgia. Like, the episode was like, "What if the last 15 years was just a dream?" Like, you wake up and you're like 7 years old again. What would happen, right? And it was such a it was a really
considering
good
NDoc and the stuff that I've had to go through for college, I would probably cry. But let's not get too off topic here.
Yeah, no, the topic was sort of leading in the idea that like, oh, it was a bad dream because COVID happened. You grew up, which was like tough and hard and stuff. Like, because when you're a kid, you want to grow up, but then you realize growing up sucks. So because you got to do taxes now, you gotta have a job, like all that stuff. But yeah, there's some of this. There's I Don't Want to Be Free by Markiplier again. There's a lot of Markiplier ones here. Geronimo, which by the way, that's by Shepherd. That's another old song that I found, but just by watching a show, and they played the song, and I'm like, oh, I love this song. Because I have a Shazam. Shazam is first of all not sponsored, but please do. Shazam is really helpful. Helped me a lot with like finding songs that just play on the radio or play in a video or something, and it showed me it was Geronimo. So I now have that in there. there's a song that I never knew existed. It's called Dude's a Beast. It's by the Gregory Brothers and Jacksepticeye. And one of the lines is, "Can't we just kill each other in peace?" And it's just like, yeah, that's the chorus. And it's really funny. Yeah, so like that's the mix. I have anyone that's listened to this podcast recently knows I have, I like Sabrina Carpenter, so she's on, I have a whole playlist for her. I have a musical playlist because I love musicals a lot. I've always been a musical person. So yeah, just complete like any genre you think of, I probably listen to because it's like I have a rock and roll one as well. So yeah, it's just to attach his point, like exactly what he said. Yeah, I don't know where if music didn't exist, I don't know where we'd be because like think of all the music that's been integrated into movies, into video games, into like every digital media we've done, like even this podcast has music. Like we have the intro song and the outro song, right? So like. It'd be crazy. I don't know where I'd be, man.
Right. Yeah, I definitely agree with like pretty much everything you guys are saying. With my music taste, I it's also for me like one of those things would be like, what do you like to listen to? I'm like, I like what sounds good to me. I don't know. And to that point, Spotify has like you know it shows you the tags with of the songs. That is in the playlist, and for the liked songs playlist, I got like 55 songs in it. Not much, but I've been using Spotify for that long. And it says funny, rock, motivational, classy, gaming, which are all very different.
Yep.
I got like you know, some songs that I'm like, oh, I like that from that video game soundtrack. Add it to the list, and then I have like you know Eminem is in there, Billy Joel, like completely different people. But, you know, I hear a song, either, like, in a movie or in a video I'm listening to or something, and I'm like, man, that sounds good. I'm going to add it to the playlist. And then it gets added alongside, you know, the Markiplier, Last Goodbye, and Surfing USA for the Beach Boys, you know? Like, there's so many.
So Axel, over on YouTube Music, can you create playlists, I'm assuming, on YouTube Music, right?
Yeah.
While he's looking for that, I got a playlist that me and my best friend started, where So it's called Music for the End of the World. Now, that might sound bad, but we were playing, he was playing through Kingdom Hearts for the first time, and the last world in the game is called The End of the World. And so we had music to listen to while we were doing that, and some of it is about the end of the world, and some of it is about Kingdom Hearts, or like Disney music, and some of it is just in there. So we have, you know, like, songs like Be Prepared and Friends on the Other Side and One Last Hope, all from Disney movies. Then you got like Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods. Has nothing to do with any of the other songs on the playlist. It's just in there. And then you have like It's the End of the World as We Know It, you know. It's about the end of the world. You gotta have the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, I've gotta have it.
The Dumb Song by AJ.
Hey, it's a good song.
It is a good song. I quite like it. But it has nothing to do with The End of the World.
Is that actually the title of the Dumb Song?
It is called The Dumb Song.
That's great.
But yeah, that's kind of like to the point where, like, you know, sometimes I'm listening to rock, sometimes I'm listening to something completely different.
Yeah. So looking at, I'm going to say this now. I only I do have some playlists, but I only ever really listen to albums.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, or in rare cases, like, there are a couple artists that do, like, D&D-type folk songs, but they don't have any actual albums. And on YouTube Music, they have, like, just a giant list of all of their songs. And if you click at the top, it will just play through the entire list.
Hmm, I see.
As, like, a preset playlist, because it's set up in, like, their most play, in order of their most viewed.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I have, some of my stuff isn't really, like, from huge artists. Like, I have listen to a few songs from a band called Poor Man's Poison, which is kind of country, kind of folk. It's, like, somewhere in between. I personally enjoy them. You might have heard a couple of their, one of their songs, Hell's Coming With Me, from when it was doing its cycles on TikTok for a little bit.
Hmm.
Other than that, I have a band called Fish in a Birdcage, which, it sounds dumb, but he's a very good artist. I believe it's, he mainly does string instruments, like violin, and stuff like that. He gets other artists to help him sometimes, and that's what I've been listening to a lot lately. Other than that, we switch over to the rock side of things, where I have Queens of the Stone Age on here, and my recently listened to.
There you go.
And Polyphia, I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but they're a rock, but they're outside of the ones where they have, like, singers outside of the band, they're mainly instrumental, not very vocal, if that makes sense.
Right. I do quite enjoy, like, rock instrumentals. There's a album that I have on Apple Music, actually, that my brother sent to me, and it's a metal cover of a lot of Star Wars songs. So it's all just, like, instruments, but it sounds really cool. And they got, like, the classics, like Duel of Fates and the Imperial March, stuff like that, and so it's pretty, I quite like it.
Does is Family Jewels the one doing it, or is that someone else?
Oh, it's someone else, but, you know, it actually reminded me of it. I can try to pull it up to see who it's by.
Because, John, you'd love Family Jewels, because he does a bunch of video game covers, but in a metal/rock thing. Because that's a lot of the songs in my rock and roll playlist are Family Jewels. There's, I know there's some, like, Undertale/Deltarune ones in there. I know, there is, like, What else is there? Pokemon rock songs in here. There's what's it called? Freaking Friday Night Funkin' ones in here. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, it's Galactic Empire that does the Star Wars ones.
Oh, that makes sense.
On the topic of video game music, I have listened to the Helldivers 2 soundtrack so many times.
I've been told that game is both good and the music is good, but I don't know what I'd be able to play it on is the problem.
So you can play it on Yes outside of Xbox. My computer can run it. I don't know what your machine would be as far as level of being able to run it, but I personally enjoy it. It's for me, you can do it solo, but I find it a lot more fun and a whole lot funnier if you do it with friends. Because if you're in a VC with someone and you're messing around, you can absolutely just drop a 500 kilogram bomb on someone for shits and giggles. And
ah, I love dropping 500 kilogram bombs on people.
As many do.
But
yeah,
no.
Video music is very amazing. There's so many cool soundtracks. Undertale has an amazing soundtrack.
Oh yeah.
And like, then you got those are really good.
My second favorite soundtrack is probably from the Calamity mod from Terraria. It's the whole, not all of it now because the artist stepped down because of stuff that was going on, but like the whole original soundtrack was all him, and it just sounds amazing. The artist is DM Dokuru, if you want to check him out. DM space DOKURO, for those who have no idea what I just said.
But yeah, I mean, John, if you like the Undertale soundtrack, you would probably like this person named, I think it's Karu? I think that's how you, because it does an accent above the A. So it's K-A-R-U, and they specialize in Undertale. They do other music too, but they mainly, from what I've seen them do, is they do Undertale epic orchestral covers. So it's like this one, I think it's the Spear of Justice one specifically. It literally it starts off by sounding like a Avengers Marvel song, and I'm like, because there's like I do have the Avengers, you know, the song Portals. I have that song in this in the same playlist. So like both of them kind of start the exact same. So when it starts playing, I'm like, wait, which one's this one? And I have to like wait 10 seconds to finally actually realize which one it actually is. That's how like good the orchestral cover is of that one. So.
Mm-hmm. And also, you thought about it earlier. I meant to say something, but when you mentioned Family Jewels, I looked at my playlist because it sounded familiar. I actually do have one of them on my liked playlist, like songs playlist on Spotify. I have the Luigi's Mansion cover.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one's pretty good, too. Even though I'm not the biggest fan of the game, but the music is fine.
Yeah. Another thing that I frequently visit is sea shanties.
yeah.
I'm really good one.
Yes, it's a little ironic for the job that I'm going into, but
that, and if you've been to my YouTube channel, there's literally an episode called Axel's Sea Shanty. It's not out yet, I don't think, but
oh god.
Do you remember that, Axel? It was like me, we were playing Raft, you had died, and me and John just like were like sacrificing you by throwing you into the water.
Oh god. God, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I forget the name of it.
What?
But,
why'd you have to go and name the whole episode after that, bro?
Because it's hilarious. It's like it's the funniest thing that happened in the entire episode. I think because it happens in the beginning, I think, and everything after that is like normal gameplay.
There's one. I don't think it's a traditional sea shanty. But it's like definitely inspired by sea shanties, called Bones by Sail North. That one is really good. I really like that one.
Yeah, I'm not outside of Axel Sea Shanty, I'm not the biggest sea shanty person. So I can't say I 100% relate, but...
No, my sea shanty playlist has a few songs on it. Just a few.
See, if you had just left it at a few, I would have been like, okay, maybe I'd like 10 on there. But you said just a few right after that, I'm like, now I think it's more.
4+ hours of listening time.
Oh, okay. Well then.
I mean, sea shanties, you gotta be listening to those for a long time. I mean, when you're at sea, you're out there for a while, so you gotta have at least 4 hours ready.
There's 134 tracks on this playlist.
Oh my god.
That's... Again, going back to what I said about just listening to albums most of the time, I just added entire albums on here.
That makes sense. Oh yeah, I was gonna say this earlier too, is like, it's interesting to hear that you're like an album listener, because I'm not typically an album listener, and that actually might be more uncommon than what Axel does. Because like for me, like for example, the only albums I typically listen to are Sabrina's, right? And in her albums, there's a couple of songs I'm like, all right, this isn't my favorite. And so purely because of that fact, I just add the songs I like into its own playlist. Yeah. That way, I can listen to those, and so I don't have to just skip the ones I don't like, type of thing. So that's how I view it, anyway.
Yeah. For me, a lot of them are fine. Normally, I just... If I want to listen to a particular song, I'll just go to that song in the album and then listen to the rest. But there's one album in particular called... I haven't mentioned the artist yet, but Honor and Vengeance by Sean James. It is literally just a story. They're... Like, all of the songs line up with one another, so they all just make so much more sense if you start from the beginning and listen to the whole thing.
Interesting, yeah. I mean, what I will say is, like, this is a little different than what you just said, but I do like songs that kind of actually tell a story instead of just, like, the typical, I had a relationship. It didn't work. Now I hate that person. It's like, that's done so many times at this point that it's just kind of annoying. But, like, songs, like, that actually kind of tell a story is really nice. Kind of, like, and what's interesting, this actually goes right back into the power of music, actually. Some instrumental songs are so good that they tell a story without even saying a single word. And, like, I've always been impressed by artists that can do that. And Toby Fox, I will say he is definitely someone that does that. His songs convey the emotion purely, like, precisely. It conveys, like, what the player is doing that exact moment. He is such a storyteller with just his music alone. It's crazy. There's tons of other, like, non-video game people that do that as well. Like, Family Jewels, I think, does that. And it's, like, Family Jewels does, like, covers, but he also does his own songs, too. And some of his own songs that I've listened to kind of also do that. Cause, like, the story that, like, this one was, like, it was, like, a epic rock one that he was collabing with someone. I forgot their name, unfortunately. But it just sounded like, I'm literally walking into a battle. I'm literally, like, one person fighting an entire army while I'm listening to this song. Like, I could tell exactly what they were conveying with with the song.
It's just, the level that people can make songs and music on is so nice, especially when you find that one artist that just clicks with what you want to listen to.
Well, I think that's a great question, actually. Who do we personally think is the best artist? Like, if you could only give the prize to one individual or one band, what would it be?
I really don't know what I would say to that, because I personally think that it's really hard to say this one person is better, at least in terms of music. Because everyone kind of eventually, if they're in it long enough, gets their own style, and they become really good at what they specifically do.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I guess if I had to crown a winner of my favorite artists, I'd probably just like go with what has had the most meaning for me. And I would go with The Miracle of Sound, which is a band.
No, it's not a band. It's one guy.
Is this one guy? I thought it was like a group of people.
No, Miracle is one guy. I listened to him too. It's just one guy. It's just a dude.
Well, this dude who he makes like a lot of like video game songs, but like not like covers of video game songs, like songs that sound and feel like they would be very fitting for the games they're about. Oh. And he's done a couple on God of War, and the God of War ones are probably my favorite because they're just they convey the story of God of War so well.
He also has a few others because he's done stuff for Doom. He just released one for the new Assassin's Creed, I'm pretty sure.
Right. He has one for like Infamous Second Son, and y'all know I like Infamous. As well as there's one for like there's actually a handful for Final Fantasy. So he does like all sorts of stuff. And like I think there's one that's about God of War, which is about like Kratos' anger, and that one it feels very fitting, and it's like as someone who in my youth, I mean like when I was little,
in
was
my very, youth.
A very angry person. I can recognize the words and it had a lot of meaning for me. So that's why I would say that like the crowned, the winners of my favorite.
You know you're old when you have to say in my youth.
In my youth.
That's like
I said back in my day earlier.
Back in my day.
I meant to say it ironically. And I was typing in Twitch chat and I was going to add the email that usually signifies sarcasm. And I forgot to. So I thought I was being serious.
That's like, hilarious.
If you.
Yeah, well.
I'd have to.
I was gonna say, like, I don't know if I'd have an answer either. I mean, what I will say is Sabrina's the best pop artist, cause Taylor Swift sucks. Olivia Rodrigo's not great. Who else exists? I mean, there's other people, obviously, but I can't think of it.
Who else exists?
Yeah, it's just like, it's really just those three. Like, when you think of, like, popular, I guess what I should say is female pop artists. Like, those are the first three that come to mind because they're just everywhere. Taylor Swift is everywhere, Olivia Rodrigo is everywhere, and Sabrina Carpenter now is everywhere. So, like, out of those three, I've listened to all three of them. Taylor Swift sucks. I'm sorry. We just lost all of our female audience. And then Olivia Rodrigo, she's cool enough. She's a great person from what I've seen of her, but I'm just not the biggest fan of her music. Sabrina, both I like her the person as well as I like her music. I will say I like her older stuff than her newer stuff. I do like the Sore and Sweet was fine. There's a couple songs in there I like, but the majority of the songs I liked from her was in the older album she had. So, yeah, but so like that's the only answer I could give outside of pop, like female pop specifically. I couldn't really give you an answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have something to add, Axel?
Not really. Just being able to just talk about music with you guys is so much fun.
Yeah. Well, that's why I love this podcast so much, because just being able to talk about stuff like this is super fun. And people want to listen to it is even better, so.
Yeah.
But to end this episode,
no.
Hey, go ahead.
If someone asks me that question, like, oh, what kind of music? I'd be like, well, listen to this episode of my podcast, and you can hear all about my music taste, so I don't have to use my brain.
Not only do you get out of that question, you also self promote the podcast in the same sentence. It's even better. But yeah, so what I was going to say is we are approaching the end of the episode here, and so I was going to say, I had it, it just left, I'm an old man too, oh no, I was going to say something along the lines of I had a thing I was going to say, but like, what has music meant for you guys at this point, like you, now that we're all adults, we've gone through like 20 years of our life basically, what can you say is, like, what has music done for you on a personal level? Like, we'll get a little bit serious here, because it's kind of a little bit of a mini-serious topic. But, because I definitely know my answer, but I want to hear your guys' answers first.
Yeah, for me, it's been hugely important, I would say. You know, I was in band and chorus in high school, so it was, like, a way to meet, like, I met a lot of my friends that I knew then. And even Axel, like, I don't think we met in band, but we
Yeah.
We're both in band, and my best friend, I met him in band. So, like, a lot of personal connections I made through music, which is like, really cool. And it's gotten me through some tough days where I'm like, man, I don't just be around anybody. I'm just going to crank my tunes and just be on my own, and it's really helped me feel better. So it's just good.
Very good answer. Yeah, well, it is.
For me personally, it's been, I'm going to be perfectly honest, outside of band, the first time I really got into music was just Geometry Dash.
that's fair.
On a slightly more comical note, because that's where, like, I first got into techno. I really got into rhythm games and all that kind of stuff. And then, like John was saying, with band, I wasn't in chorus, but I played the trumpet in band, and I've always just liked kind of singing to myself. A few times I've been yelled at by my mother for singing with my headphones on. So, yeah.
Mm.
It's, honestly, outside of that, it's generally been a tool for me to help me focus on stuff, because it kind of helps drown things out. I can more, obviously, as I was saying, focus on what I'm starting to do, and it provides a nice background noise that I can, like, tap my feet to, hum to, maybe if I know the song well enough, sing a little bit to myself while I'm getting work done, because it just provides another thing to think about or do, if that makes sense. I know I'm kind of talking in circles a little bit here.
You're fine. That's a we talk about gimmicks. That's a gimmick right there. I mean, previously we would all talk about, like, we'd all go in circles all the time. But that's the fun of it. We're like, we don't like script these. Like, some people just like do a full, like, and these work. Like, there's a lot of scripted podcasts out there that's just a purely script based thing. They're kind of telling a story, and that's awesome. But, like, this is just us talking. We're literally sitting down, giving you our honest thoughts and stuff like that. So, like, people, I would hope so anyway, people would expect us to kind of go in circles. As for me, like, I'm trying to think, like, same thing with Axel a little bit. I didn't really get into music until later. I was in chorus for, like, in, like, fifth grade. I liked it in fifth grade, and then I think you had a choice in sixth. I think that's when you had a choice to do it.
Yeah, it was, like, band or chorus. You had to pick one.
You had to pick one, and I chose chorus, because I'm like, I forgot exactly why. I don't actually know. You know what I think it might have been? I don't think I was the biggest fan of the band teacher for sixth grade at the time. If I'm remembering who I thought it was, maybe I'm misremembering, but I think that's what deterred me from band.
No, it's definitely who you're thinking about. I forget her name, but okay. She was a, for lack of a better word, an asshole.
I was waiting to see what you were gonna say.
The director of the band in, like, 7th and 8th grade was really good.
Yeah, she was nice. I mean, I didn't pursue band at that point, but I knew who she was, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's kind of what deterred me, because obviously when you're in 5th or 6th grade, you're young and stupid, so, like, there's, like, things that deter you from this kind of thing. But that was the thing that deterred me. But I loved the chorus teacher. She was amazing. So I was, like, I went in chorus, and I ended up liking it in 6th, and then 7th grade, that point, you didn't have to do either, I think. Am I just misremembering everything? Is my life a lie? I feel like, I think it was a choice, I think, because you have the electives, but that wasn't part of it, I don't recall. I think that was just something you could do if you wanted to. I can't remember anything. If it was, and I'm an old man, then so be it, but...
It was high school, where you had to either do a music or an art.
Mm, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just an old man, then. Either way, this... I chose to pursue chorus, what I was trying to get at. So I was in 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and then I briefly stuck around for 11th, but then because of COVID, I kind of stopped. Because I did not want to sing with a mask on. Because also, I wasn't in the building. So I not only was I not in the building, I also didn't want to sing with a mask on. So I'm like, yeah. Because I loved the teacher. Like, I think he still works in the school, so I can't, I guess it's technically public information, but out of respect for him, I don't want to say his name. He is, like, literally, outside of my BOCES teacher, because he was probably my favorite teacher ever. The chorus guy.
We could probably go on a whole nother conversation about him, but.
Yeah, he was legendary, bro. Like, for such a small town that we were in, legendary teacher. Like, he should have been paid triple what he was probably being paid, right?
Yeah.
And he brought his, like, because he was, like, a full-time teacher and also more than full-time, he stayed way after and stuff for not only for events but also for other things. He'd have to bring in his kids sometimes, and they were always adorable. And if one of his gimmicks was he always had a different tie, because he literally just had like 400 ties at home, and so he'd make it a point to bring a different tie every day. So like, there's just like, he was amazing. Like I said, we could go on a whole tangent about him, but it's not, this episode's not titled "That Random Teacher We Had in High School Chorus."
That random teacher.
I'm just going to say this: the Halo and the like, the just dedicated time to playing Halo with us was absolutely amazing.
Okay.
The half pirated version of Halo Combat Evolved that we managed to get on the school computers.
Yeah.
The fact that he would join us for that is awesome as it is.
Yeah.
But back to the original topic.
Yeah, no, like that, like, it's just, like, I don't know, man. It's just, like, I'm so glad I chose the things I did in high school. Like, we did a topic saying, like, oh, if the last 15 years were all a bad dream, like, what would happen? Like, the original idea was maybe let's, like, what would we do differently? But I wanted to make it sort of, like, not so much what would you do differently, but, like, how would you feel, like, in that exact moment? But, like, if you were to do things differently, I honestly, like, with high school, there would be definitely things I would do differently. I would be, like, I would try and hang out with my friends a lot more than I would have, than I did otherwise. I think, we even mentioned this in an episode, John has, like, it was like a mini going away party almost, I guess. And I think he did invite me, but I can't remember why I couldn't go. And I'm sure it was some stupid reason that I could have just said no to originally.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to that guy.
No, it was definitely, it was definitely like a doctor's appointment or something, but I'm like, I can, who needs doctors? Like, let me go to John's party here. Like, there's like some things like that that I could have just said yes to, and so I was like, saying like, I think I'm busy. But outside of like that, like I totally would have pursued chorus still. I would have done BOCES like the exact same way. I would not have changed a darn thing about that. Cause that was just super fun. I'm still using the knowledge I've learned from that class as a almost career. Cause I'm going to be doing video game development, which does utilize, cause it was a graphics design class. If that helps. I mean, there was some game design in it too, but mostly graphics. But I'm going to be using that in video games, obviously, cause you need graphics in a video game.
Yep.
I mean, I guess you don't need it, because there's those text-based adventures, which can be fun, too, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. No.
But, go ahead.
Yeah. Had I known what degree I was currently going for, I might have changed where I was for BOCES, just to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Not that I have anything against the teacher, but what I'm currently going for with taking welding in high school would be awesome. But, again, side topic.
Yeah.
Trying not to derail the conversation too much.
There's so many times during this podcast where I'm like, I really want to talk about this side topic. That's not what we're talking about today.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's because you're just looped into the actual, that's a good sign, because that means you're actually looped into the conversation where it's like, oh, I want to add this piece that has nothing to do with the actual topic, but it would fit the conversation type of thing. But yeah, the music overall for me, has been definitely a hallmark of my life for sure. Cause like, now, especially as an adult, I listen to music while I'm doing stuff. So for example, since I work in the mornings, for people that don't know, I open the restaurant that I work in. So I'm the only one there when I open the restaurant. So during that, I listen to music for that entire hour. And I'd swap between Sabrina, I'd swap between some Christian music, I'd swap between like the surprise mix I told you about, because whenever I want to listen to Markiplier, I'm like, I gotta put on that playlist. I also have the Scooby-Doo theme song in that playlist, I forgot to mention that. Because it's so good for no reason. Like, I forget what era of Scooby-Doo it is, but it's the... who's it by? That might help. I don't know if it does. It probably doesn't. But, it's not the Where Are You Scooby-Doo. That's not the same one. That's an older version, I think, actually. But it's, where is it? What's New Scooby-Doo? So I don't know what era that's from, but, it's by Simple Plan. So I don't know if they were the people that made it for the show, but either way. So yeah, I like it's been super impactful, and like especially instrumental music, like words, songs with words in it. I typically only do if I'm doing something where I can concentrate on the words and whatever I'm doing. Like if I'm writing my book, for example, I can't listen to songs with words in it because then it kind of confuses me, and I start singing the song. And when I first started writing my book and listening to music at the same time, I would like as the song was playing, I would actually start writing the lyrics to the song subconsciously, and I'd read it over like, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense, and I'd have to like delete it, and I'm like, all right. So I usually listen to, like, instrumentals when I'm like writing specifically, or like just like sometimes even designing stuff, but yeah, it's definitely a hallmark of my life, and it's pretty great, man. There's so many good artists out there too, yeah. there's many good people out there.
I'll say this. Don't be afraid to listen to someone just because they're small and you haven't heard them before.
Very true.
Because that's a lot of what I listen to right now is smaller artists that don't really get around too much in radio and all that. So,
yeah, I love discovering new people that are actually like really good, because like it's also a little bit of a pride thing, because it's like, hey, I knew this person before they became famous thing. Like, imagine if you knew, like, Taylor Swift or Sabrina before they became famous. It's like, hey, I was friends with them before they became famous. I'm better than all of you. Not really, but you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. I think I actually promoted a new Up on the Rise singer on the podcast before. I think her name is Jess. I don't know if that's what her singer name is called. But she's an up-and-coming artist as well. She mainly does, what I call a pop? I mean, I guess. I'm terrible with music genres, so I could be completely wrong.
So am I.
Yeah. I think it's pop, because it's a lot of, like, relationship songs, but her songs are actually good, compared to, like, Taylor Swift. So, but yeah, she's on the rise, and I think she only just made her first album, I think, last year, so. It's Sam and Jess is the YouTube name, so you can probably find her music through that, so if that helps, go find her over there. Sam is her boyfriend, husband, actually. So, yeah, I think we are approaching the end of the episode, though. So do you guys have any final, I mean, I'm not the host, so, but do you guys have any, like, final
the host if St. Simi is taking over?
It's a hostile takeover.
I can't believe this.
Well, yeah, do you guys have any, like, final statements, though?
But for me, I would say, like, I would like to thank Axel for coming on today to talk to us about music. And music is huge. Like, I listen to music almost every day. It's in everything, and it can really help in times of bad mood, so I quite like it, and it's been very impactful to me.
No, that's nice. Actually, you want to go ahead?
Like I said earlier, don't be afraid to listen to the smaller artists that are out there. Because, one, the little support that you give, especially if you like them, helps. And a lot of them have genuinely good music. Like, yeah, they're not the super popular of everyone is listening to them people, but that doesn't mean they, one, don't deserve the attention, or don't deserve the listen. And music can really just be that filler. If you're working on something, you need a little bit of white noise, instead of putting on some random YouTube video in the background, maybe put some music on instead. Because it's, you don't have to worry about a video there. It's not going to pull your attention. You don't feel like you're missing anything. Because all you have to do is just listen to it. You don't need to see anything.
Unless it's Jeevan's Feevan's VODs, in which case you can check out on YouTube.
Yeah, sure. Indeed. I guess since you mentioned it, yes, I have a VOD channel, and I've been posting some things. It'll be keep going every day until I'm out of streams to post. As well as some of my lengthier challenge runs, instead of having like 5 videos for one run of Spider-Man Permadeath, right? Like, this is what I'm doing currently. I compiled all of the streams into one that was took place over one playthrough, one run of the Permadeath, and put it all in one long video. So there's a couple of videos that are like 11 hours long, and then most of them usually are like 2 hours long. So if you're looking for something that isn't music to listen to in the background, you should check out this podcast, but also check out my
podcast. That was great. I thought you were just going to go for your YouTube channel, but that works too. Yeah, back to the final statements before we get derailed, as Axel said. Yeah, Music Man, it's beautiful. And as Axel said, yeah, if you find someone that's new and up and coming, and you really like the music, support them, man. Show them your support. It doesn't have to be monetary support. Just show them your support, because that's all they really need. And if you have the sustainable income to buy like a concert ticket or something, do it. Because like, unfortunately, when you're a small indie person, you don't know the turnout. Because if you're Taylor Swift, you're like, all right, we're getting like at least 50,000 people minimum, right? But if not, like, that's probably not even close to the minimum they actually get. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they're like, if I was an upcoming artist, I'd be nervous for like one of my first shows or something. Cause I'd be like, I don't know how many people are going to show up type of thing, right?
Yeah.
So like, if you have the money to do it, absolutely, please do. But if you don't, then obviously just show them your like moral support and type of thing and give them good comments and stuff like that. Like I said, check out, her name is Jess. I don't know if that's her onstage name. I mean, some people that's just their actual name, so I'm assuming so, maybe. But Sam and Jess is a YouTube channel that you can probably reach her over there. So that's just I can build you the bridge to get across to the other side. I just can't get you to the other side because I don't know if I can do that myself. So, yeah, music is so super impactful, and it's super impactful for multiple different ways. Obviously, we could make this into like 4 different episodes. We're probably just gonna keep it to one though, but. Yeah, overall, pretty good episode. I'm glad we decided on this one today.
Indeed. But I think that will do it. Axel, I would like to thank you again for joining us today.
Of course.
And thank you at home for listening. If you I don't know why I was about to slip into my YouTube intro. Like, if you enjoyed this, hit the subscribe button.
Hit that subscribe button that doesn't exist.
Yeah, no. But you can hit the follow button, I guess, if that's on. I think whatever the like get notifications button. There's something for a lot of podcast places, so hit that. But anyway, yeah. Like I was gonna say, I've just completely gotten derailed. Thank you guys for listening. We hope it provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. If you want to find myself, like I said, Jeevan's Feevan's VODs on YouTube, as well as Jeevan's Feevan's on YouTube and Switch. And you can find Ethan over at Flabs XZ Gaming over on YouTube. Is there some place they could find you, Axel, that you would like to find?
Not right now.
Well, I was going to say...
Well, then Axel is nowhere.
Well, I was going to say, Axel, this like people will still be able to listen to this like in 5 years' time. So do you just want to give them something you could be on in like 5 years' time?
I might be on Twitch. It really depends on how work and school goes. The usual harbingers of eating away all your free time and leaving nothing left.
Yeah, I feel that one. But
believe it is the Catnator 666.
Is he a demon? Is he not? You can find out by following him over there.
Yep, that is true.
Yeah, we've said that enough times that that's gotta be your, like, catchphrase for your Twitch if you do make one.
Am I a demon? Am I not?
It's like the it's like that one Leaf game. He loves me not. It's just like I'm a demon. I'm not a demon. I'm a demon.
Just sitting there picking out a very depressed looking flower.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
And yes, you heard the man, or the demon, whatever. And you can check out the Patreon if you would like. We have tiers ranging from $1 to $100, which, having all the different perks, as well as everything Ethan mentioned at the beginning of the episode. And when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server where you can hang out with us. Both me and Ethan will be over there. And you can tell us that we smell bad, if you really want to. I don't know why you would, but you could.
I feel like we'd be a little concerned if we just got a random message that said, you smell bad. Because like at that point, we got to think to ourselves, wait, did we just pass this first?
That much it goes through the device of listening on?
That, or I think like this, I just pass this person on the street or something. Like, it'd be kind of weird.
And as well as the extended cut episodes, which the first couple are like $3. So if you're like, I don't know what these are all about, you can check them out. And then if you like them, then the newer ones are $5. So.
Yep, and I just want to say real quick, I appreciate anyone and everyone that has bought those. I appreciate you guys so much, because also, John just got paid from those. So, there you go.
Indeed. I did just get paid. I appreciate the money. I can pay for my video game addiction.
It would have been way funnier if you just said, I can pay for my addiction, and you just didn't clarify what addiction you're talking about.
Yeah. But with all that out of the way, we will see you guys next time.